Orla Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. Elon Shenekar, an Elon which once again was uprooted, Vinishtair Bo Shoresh, but here one root, even though it was uprooted, one root of the tree is still in the ground. Putter, that tree, it's considered as if it had never been uprooted because it's living off of that one root, and therefore if it had already gone through the years of Orla, it's putter from going through the years of Orla again. V'kama yehei ha-shoresh, how big does this root have to be? How strong? What's the size of this root that we're talking about? Rabbi Gamliel Omer Mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tosa Kemachat shel mitun. The shoresh, the root, has to be the size of a machat shel mitun, the size of a needle that the weavers would use. People who would be weaving a garment, they would use this special needle to stretch out the garment when it was done. So if the shoresh is as big as a machat shel mitun, so then this tree is pater from Orla since it had already gone through the dinam of Orla. Mishnah Hay. Elon shenakar ubo brecha. An elon which is uprooted, but it has a brecha. A brecha is a branch from a tree, that you take a branch from a tree and you stick it into the ground, and you pull it through the ground, and it comes out from the other side. In other words, it's as if a plant starts growing from this branch, but it's still really connected to the tree. So an elon which is nakar, ubo brecha, in Elon, the tree is uprooted, but the brecha is not. The branch which was planted from the tree is still there. V'hu chaya mimena, and the tree is living from the brecha. Chazra hazikena liyos kebrecha. The zikena, the old tree, takes on the status of the brecha. What's the status of the brecha? The brecha, as long as it was living and attached to the tree, so the tree had already gone through the halachos of Orla, the years of Orla, the brecha never needed to go through the years of Orla, it was putter. But once the Elon is nakar, it's uprooted, so now the brecha has to become chayev in Orla. You can't eat the fruits of the brecha for 3 years. And since the brecha is chayev, and the Elon is now dependent on the brecha, chazra hazikena lios kebrecha, the Elon needs to go through the years of Orla again. Hivricha, if you take another tree, hivricha shana achar shana. Let's say we have a tree, and we made a brecha, and then we made another brecha, and every year we made a brecha, so as long as the tree is still there and it already had the years of Orla, so the brecha is pater from Orla. Nifsika, now let's say one of those brechos are nifsika, they become detached from the tree. Mona mishash nifsika, so we start counting the years of that brecha from the time that it becomes detached from the tree. And once it becomes detached from the tree, it's as if you planted it then and there, because now it's no longer supported by the tree, and you have to count the years of Orla for the brecha from that time. Sipuk ha-gefanim. Sipuk ha-gefanim refers to if I take a branch from a geffen, from a vine, and I extend that branch and I graft it to another geffen, another grape plant. Sipuk ha-gefanim. Or v'sipuk al-gave sipuk. Or if I take from that grafted plant and I extend another branch to another geffen, afal pi shehevrichan ba'aretz mutter. So even though these vines have taken root into the ground for the first time, because beforehand they were just attached to the original geffen, now they're growing as well from the ground, but since they're attached to the original plant, they're mutter, as long as the original plant, as long as the original geffen went through the years of Orla. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mekom shekocha yafe, mutter. This is only true as long as the kocha is yafe. In other words, as long as the support it's getting from the original geffen, from the original vine, it's a strong support, he's getting a lot of koach, so then it's mutter, then it takes on the status of the original geffen. U'makom shekocha ra, but in a place where the koach of the original geffen is ra, it's not really supporting this grafted vine, so then it's usser, then we view the status of this grafted vine on its own, and the second it takes root from the ground, in the ground, so then it takes on its own dinam of orla onto itself. Let's say you have a tree which had a brecha, again, a branch which was put into the ground and started growing on its own. If it's nifsika, it becomes separated from the tree, and at the time that it was separated from the tree, it's himalaya peros. It already had grown lots of fruits from this branch while it was connected to the tree. So the entire time, those peros were never chayev and orla. Now that they're separated, these peros had already grown beheter. They're not chayev in Orla either. But if from the time that it's nifsika, that it's separated, a 1 out of 200th of the fruit grows, so then it's aser. Then you have to keep the dinam of orla and the peros become aser. This is true because as long as we have 1 in 200, so then orla is batel. But once it becomes more than 1 in 200, the din is that orla is no longer batel. It's no longer nullified. So if the fruits grow more than 1 in 200, then mixed into the fruits which were behetar, which were grown in a permitted fashion, mixed into that you have some orla, and it no longer can become batel because you don't have a 1 in 200 anymore. So then those fruits, the entirety of those fruits, become prohibited, and you need to wait 3 years of orla to pass.